Well, with me, I have Brian Doherty, the president of City of Derry Rugby Club. And Brian, this is the first big representative game has come to the club for quite a while. The Ulster Juniors playing Connacht Juniors at the start of the Under Pros. And certainly, the way the weather is at the moment, if the game's as good, it should be a good afternoon.
Yeah, look, we're absolutely delighted to host this interprovincial game. Indeed, we've got three of our own City of Derry players playing on the team today, so that in itself is a tremendous honour. And I think, as you've said, if the game is as good as the weather, then we're going to have a really good afternoon, and we're very much hoping for an Ulster victory.
Very much so. The thing is, too, that there's a lot of things that have been going on at the club. One of them has been that the season generally has been a bit up and down. It was good, got to the final of the Junior Cup, bit of disappointment, the Dromore game. But I mean, I suppose that may be a good yardstick for next year. The boys know how far they can go.
Yeah, look, hats off to Dromore. They were the better team on the day. We were delighted to be at the final. We had a really good day. Tremendous support travelling up here from the northwest up to Kingspan. But, you know, we came fourth in the league. That qualifies us into the All-Ireland Junior Cup next year, so that's a real positive for us. And, you know, the players have taken a lot from the season. Some games we probably could have done a lot better. It would have been good to finish a little bit higher, but, you know, there's a lot for us to build on for the next season.
And certainly, I mean, the other thing too, of course, one of the priorities at the moment is a new coaching team, because obviously Gerald and Cooper have done a magnificent work over the last number of years, and it's been difficult for them. I mean, the relegation from the AIL wasn't easy, and let's face it, I suppose they weren't another two or three good players, it might not have happened, but it's the coaches have to take the burden. So are there things afoot now in the club to get a new coaching team?
Yeah, well, look, firstly, I just want to sort of thank Coops and Richard. Been tremendous stalwarts for City of Derry, both playing and as coaches, and they've done us really well this year. We need a new coach and a new coaching staff, and hopefully we'll be able to put something in place very soon. But, you know, we remain very positive for the next season. Something to look forward to in September. We'll be welcoming a couple of new teams here, Randallstown and Lurgan, who got promoted last year. So, whoever follows after Richard and Coops, there'll be big boots to fill, but I have no doubt we'll get somebody.
Well, if you were a Bangor supporter today at New Pritchard Park, you have to beat Monkstown, otherwise you will be joining City of Derry in this league next year. So it's going to be a very, very big game. And unfortunately, one doesn't like to see these teams happen, but it lets you see that the spread of junior clubs throughout Ireland is amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an incredibly competitive league, and I do wish Bangor all the best. When we were last in the AIL, we played the same season as with Bangor. But look, it'll be a very interesting game. From our point of view, if Bangor come down into J1, we'll welcome them. We've always had a really good relationship with Bangor. But I think it just demonstrates the competitiveness of rugby generally across Ireland. And so from a City of Derry point of view, I suppose whoever wins. We'll focus very much on our season next year.
Well, just looking forward, Brian, to the season ahead, what would you hope to see an improvement in? What do you think the strengths and what are the weaknesses that the club may well have to look into?
Well, I sort of wouldn't really want to focus on the weaknesses, to be honest with you. Clearly getting a new coaching setup in place is really important, and also being able to retain some of our players. Some of them probably would suggest they're getting a wee bit older. But at the same time, you know, we've got good depth. We've got a seconds and a thirds team, so we've players that we can draw from. So really, I think it's trying to bring them on and get them into our first 15 rugby, which is what we've done over the last couple of years. So, you know, I think we've got a lot to look forward to. I don't think there's too many weaknesses, but we'll wait and see when the new season starts.
Well, it was when I said weakness, I was meaning the fact that instead of finishing, you know, the Junior Cup defeat. But obviously, I mean, there's a young guy playing today, Killian Thornton, for us in the wing, and I'm sure there'll be a few teams looking at him, and a few phone calls being made tomorrow maybe.
Well, look, you're absolutely right. Killian has been a real star for us, as indeed has David Graham and Stephen Corr, uh-huh, who are also playing today. But, you know, Killian is a real talent, and obviously one that we would be incredibly keen to keep. Hopefully he has a really good game today. It'd be great to see him score. But, you know, we want to build our team around young players like Killian. Mm-hmm. So fingers crossed we can keep him for next season.
Well, I think the good thing about that is if the season goes well next year, the young players will want to stay, because as we all know, at that age they always want to get a bit better. But if the team's going well, they're winning trophy, that's what keeps them there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's for any sort of sport. Losing is a habit, but so is winning. So as long as we can get into the winning habit, and you know, we continue to get the very strong support that we have here at City of Derry, I think we've got a lot to look forward to next season.
Well, I suppose it's quite interesting. It's 30 years since this opened. I have to give away my age. I played at Branch Road, which was a great time as well. But I mean, it's great. It's hard to believe it's 30 years since it opened here. I remember it as well because we were more or less going into the AIL at the time. But Brian, look, many thanks for today. Have a great day. Enjoy your as a president, you can do what you want today. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.